Clary. Now, sir, there is no evidence that the President of the United States did anything illegal. Irvin says if the President had illegally invaded anybody's privacy or if he had conspired in bribery, those crimes would indeed be grounds for impeachment. But Senator Irvin says the testimony, and this is a quote, indicates to me that the President has not committed any impeachable offense, end quote. Nashville, Tennessee, the Grand Ole Opry is moving. Next week in Ventsforth, it'll originate in the plush new Opryland USA amusement complex on Nashville's outskirts. The downtown Lyman Auditorium, with its cracked plaster and peeling paint, the home of the Opry for more than 30 years, on future Saturday nights, will host only ghosts. First Lady Pat Nixon headed for Caracas, Venezuela. There, where she and her vice president husband were spat upon 16 years ago, she will represent us at the inauguration of their new president. Egypt and Saudi Arabia want to end the oil embargo now. That's two, but there are nine Arab nations. And they will all huddle in Tripoli on Wednesday, the objective total agreement. We'll see. Israeli Premier Golda Meir, with a slim three-vote margin in parliament, sworn in for a second term. The last leftover of World War II, a Japanese officer emerged from the jungles of the Philippines. Stooped, tattered clothing hanging on his bony body, confronted the Philippine general, snapped to attention, handed over his rusty samurai sword. And Lieutenant Hiroto Hamada, after 3 decades in the jungle, said, quote, "Victory or defeat, I have done my best." Former Army Secretary Floki favors amnesty for our own Vietnam draft evaders. He says the men should be allowed to come home and serve in some form of public service. Floki says they should not be punished beyond what they will suffer for the rest of their lives from the stigma. Another red tide littering the beaches off northwest Florida with dead fish from Boca Grande to Dunedin into Tampa Bay. They've removed from bay waters some 200 tons of dead fish in the past week. The Archbishop of Canterbury, spiritual head of the Church of England, resigning as of November 15. He, 73, will be succeeded by an appointee of the Prime Ministry. In the kidnapping of Patricia Hearst, the latest taped message further clarifies the objective of the kidnappers. It's not food for poor people which concerns them. They're saying that whatever happens to their two SLA comrades now on trial for murder, that whatever happens to them will happen to her. In Decatur, Georgia, the wife of the Kmart store manager released after he, the manager, paid $20,000 ransom. In Dix Hills, New Jersey's kidnapping of that 8-year young boy, 5 Cuban schoolagers arrested. The FBI is looking for 2 more. The FBI has intercepted a kidnapping in Los Angeles. 3 persons, including a former member of the Manson family, plotted to kidnap a foreign consul general. They, too, wanted to use him to bargain for the release of a convicted skyjacker. Pennsylvania's Crime Commission charges widespread corruption in Philadelphia's police department in all 22 districts. The commission says 250 officers ought to be dismissed and 150 ought to be invited. Mayor Rizzo promises a vigorous investigation. Page 2. Boston's Bruins have suspended center Derek Sanderson for the rest of this hockey season. Conduct detrimental to sport. Medical? What you got this year is the Hong Kong variety flu. The Hong Kong flu. Been epidemic in 34 states, worst in the Midwest, but the epidemic is subsiding. Medical, piercing earlobes with unsterilized instruments has been causing hepatitis. The AMA journal traced 7 cases, 1 county, 1 year. And even soaking the instrument in alcohol does not kill hepatitis virus. And on the medical front, depression, the most undertreated of all major diseases, though in many cases it is relatively easy to handle. In the AMA journal, researcher Nathan Klein calls depression a scandal. That is, the fact that so many who can be treated for it are not. He quotes government surveys indicating that, and listen to these figures, 15% of all Americans, 15% of us, that's 20 million people between 18 and 74, in any given year, suffer serious depressive symptoms. But less than 5% of those who need help seek it. Now, this is not just the Monday morning blues, but there are varying degrees of depression. And Dr. Klein says most physicians receive relatively little training in treating depressive patients. He says there's an aspect of depression that's often overlooked called of anhedonia, the absence of pleasure. Just the absence of pleasure, this may be manifest in the exhausted housewife, the bored adolescent, the occupational underachiever. These, he says, are suffering from degrees of the same kind of depression which characterizes the acutely suicidal patient. And there are good medications available to help them cope, but doctors need knowledge and experience in prescribing those medications. For example, the patient does not benefit from the usual antidepressant drug until he's been on it for about 3 weeks. From the evidence, Australian officials have deduced that two magpies were sitting on parallel power lines, 11,000 volts in each line, and they kissed. And suddenly everybody in McKellar County heard a loud explosion, a transformer fused, power lines burned through and fell to the ground, and everything went dark for miles and miles around. At the foot of the transformer pole, they found the bodies of the two magpies welded together, beak to beak. From their parallel perches, they had kissed. A highline repairman is said to have said, "But what a way to go." Page three. Streakers are streaking. Specialized in public sporting events this past weekend. Some of them doubtless hoping to get themselves instant replayed. At a dragway in New Jersey. At Santa Anita and other racetracks. At the airport in Van Nuys, California, a formation of Air National Guard was called to attention by their commanding officer when out of nowhere a streaker streaked through the ranks and to the front, himself came to attention, saluted commanding officer Cutler, and then streaked away. But did you hear about the one in Calumet City, Indiana's bowling alley? Ran through the place, then crashed through the plate glass exit doors. His cuts are critical. There is no baptismal font on Adak Island in the Aleutians, but two Navy men wanted to be baptized yesterday, and they were, in the icy waters of the Bering Sea. The Robert Wagners have a baby boy. Mother is actress Natalie Wood. Each has a daughter by previous marriages. Tournament of Roses winners this date live in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Ida and Orby Buell, 63 years. In Atlanta, at the base of Stone Mountain, the bodies of two school-agers. Police theorized the boy and girl slipped. Erie, Pennsylvania will bury George Mead on Wednesday, chairman and publisher of the Erie Times, son of its founder, 68. And a Chicago pornographer photographer posed children, 100 or more children, for those filthy pictures, some of them not yet 5 years old. And police are having trouble rounding up their parents to get them to sign complaints. Washington, D.C.'s Medical Society says rape victims in the District of Columbia number 4,000 to 5,000 a year. What's that? That's 100 a day, is it? Good gracious. Proposes 5 special treatment centers for victims. And the society urges de-emphasis on violence on television. They consider that to be a contributory cause. Now, my mathematics is inadequate, but you figured out there are plenty. 4,000 to 5,000 every year. In 1937, and this is interesting, George Gallup surveyors were surveying, and they asked, what is the minimum income that a family of four needs to make ends meet? And most people replied, $30 a week. For a family of four, they said 30 a week would be enough to make ends meet. That was 1967. They asked the same question last week, and the answer was $150 a week. Now, for what it's worth, department, here's George Roddis is out of a job. He was hired by the Rural Council in Rotherham, England, as a road sweeper 60 years ago. He still performs his job well, but the council reorganizing is doing away with the broom brigade, so he is out of a job. And they planned an official presentation ceremony to salute his years of service, but George says he's not going to attend the ceremony. He's still indignant about being laid off. George, now 84, says if he'd known the job were not going to be permanent, he'd never have taken it. Well, Harvey, good day. Time is money. That's especially true of your savings. At Midland.